And I made a comment about it in our bigger episode, but I want to really dive into this. And it's called the assumptive close. As a salesperson, when you get to the end, have you ever tried to go for the assumptive close by saying,
"Welcome to the Small Business Safari, where I help guide you to avoid those traps, pitfalls, and dangers that lurk when navigating the wild world of small business ownership. I'll share those gold nuggets of information and invite guests to help accelerate your ascent up that mountaintop of success. It's a jungle out there, and I want to help you traverse through the levels of owning your own business that can get you bogged down and distract you from achieving your own personal and professional goals. So strap in, adventure team, and let's take a ride through the safari and get you to the mountaintop."
Hey, everybody, it's Chris again, and welcome to the Small Business Safari mini episode. Today, I'm going to be talking about my interview that we did with Amanda Griffey. Amanda Griffey is a young up-and-comer in the remodeling industry, working in the plumbing business right now. What we learned from Amanda is you really need to have that passion for life, and that's what she has. She really has a passion for life. You want to be around her. She's got a great personality. She's had some pivots in her career, but she has gotten into the construction industry and used her ability to learn quickly, use her personality, and show her passion to be able to continue to find the way in the world. She actually wants to give back to other people in the remodeling industry who want to get more and more younger people in this industry. That's awesome. But what she really brought was a lot of energy. She told us a lot about different stuff, but let's talk about the key takeaways I had. Number one, she was able to pivot and slay it. And she did that by getting into these industries, learning as much as she could. She sold from her strengths. She is a female in a construction business, which, face it, is mostly dominated by men. So in this male-dominated society, what were her strengths? It was the ability to connect with females, the ability to connect with people who may be more artistic and don't want to hear about the details. So she sold to her strengths, and she used that to her advantage. While she knew that she wouldn't know everything about tile installation, or she wouldn't know everything about remodeling, she wouldn't know anything about how to put plumbing in and all those different things. So she knew that the contractors would look at her with a little bit of a side eye, and she knew she had to overcome that. So knowing who you're selling to, using your strengths, helps you get up and over and gets you into that place you want to be, which is you want to be their trusted advisor and help them make a decision and sell them on what they're doing. And I made a comment about it in our bigger episode, but I want to really dive into this. And it's called the assumptive close. As a salesperson, when you get to the end, have you ever tried to go for the assumptive close by saying, "Well, if we do this, this, and this, I will be able to get this delivered on this day. What day would work for you?" Therefore, the answer will get them to either say yes or no. You'll be able to show them that you're assumptive closing, and perhaps maybe you're even helping them hit that easy button, and they go ahead and buy with you because you went with the assumptive close. How about this technique? At the end of this, it looks like it'll be about this much money. We'll have it in stock by next week, and we'll be able to deliver it in 2 weeks. Would that be cash, check, or charge? How about that for an assumptive close? If you did that, it's something you have to work on, because if you do it with the wrong individual and you do it at the wrong time, it may be a kerplunk. It may be the big old clunker stinker. However, if you do it at the right time with the right person, you may actually get that job and pull it across the finish line and get the win, get that sale out of there. That's really cool when you think about that. For me, I have had a tough time with the assumptive close until I could get there, because in my role and the way I sell is I do the lovable contractor, the knowledgeable expert, try to get them to become believing in me, and I try to become their trusted advisor. After I'm giving them the trusted advisor relationship and consulting, I'm going to help them value engineer. I'm going to help them figure out how to hit the easy button. And I know that I'm going to assure them that they're working with the right company. So giving that care and assurance in the sales process is a big part of this. So this episode was really cool because she brings so much energy to it. And she calls herself the Southern Coffee Queen on Instagram. And I love her energy and I love being around her. She's going to start her own podcast soon, and that's going to be awesome. And I encourage you, if you like what you're listening to, if you could go out there and make sure other people are checking us out, follow, rate, review, send me some Instagram DMs at customerservice.freak, or you can send me an email at chris@thetrustedtoolbox.com. You can always find me out there online at The Trusted Toolbox, The Home Service Institute, my book website, From Zoo to Wild. That's zoo2wild.com. I'd love to get the support. Love to hear back from everybody on what's going on, what you'd like us to talk about, what you think you agree, or maybe, hey, maybe you disagree with some of my stuff. And I love to hear that stuff because I'm really getting off on that. We're having a blast doing this podcast. We've got a beautiful studio we built now. It actually looks like a safari in here. It's really cool. So if you don't follow me on Instagram or Facebook, you won't be able to see some of these pics, but they're awesome. I'm going to stop there and I'm going to tell you guys, go make it a great day, adventure team, and go out there and let's sell some shit.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Small Business Safari. Don't forget to go out and rate, review, and follow me. And if you like this episode, go out and check out my other episodes or check out my Instagram, Facebook, or LinkedIn for other great content. And remember, your positive attitude will help you achieve your higher altitude in the wild world of small business ownership. Until next time, make it a great day, adventure team.